Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Design Your Life, Coaching for New Choices, with your host, Master Certified Coach Patricia Hirsch. Patricia has over 30 years of experience working with corporations, teams, and individuals. Her work is grounded in the fact that who you are being determines the results you get. You will explore with her and reveal to yourself what no longer works for you. She'll invite you to shift into new ways of being to move forward towards your dreams. Now, here is Patricia Hirsch.
And speaking of someone who has moved forward towards her dream, my guest today, Judy Katz, has her Master Certified Coach credential through the International Coach Federation. She's a certified spiritual mentor and practitioner. And Judy Katz comes to us today from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Because I know it's still morning there, correct?
It sure is.
Mm-hmm. And Judy, I went to, just a couple of years back. I know it's many more than a couple, but I went to school with Judy when we were both becoming trained in one of our certifications. I'm not exactly sure. How long ago that was? Was that 2002, Judy?
Well, I think it was a little later than that, but it certainly was a number of years ago, Patricia. Seems like yesterday sometimes.
I know, it does. So the subject title of what Judy will be bringing to our radio show listeners is How to Stay Powerful and Present When Your Buttons Get Pushed and Fear Overtakes You. This sounds like a subject that is apropos to many, many different people in the world. And so before we get started, I'd like to share with you how you can call in if you'd like to. And the guest call-in number is +1 347 426 3858. And you're welcome to call in, ask questions, share, maybe even ask Judy for coaching. Whatever you would like, you feel free to do so. Now, one of the places where you can find all of Judy Katz's information after the show is on her radio show webpage. And to reach her radio show webpage, just in the URL, so www.patriciahirsch.com, PatriciaHirsch.com. And Judy has the splash screen this week, so all her information with her beautiful shining face and smile is right there on the front page. But later on, if you'd like to re-listen to the show, you can go to her own personal radio show webpage. You go to the right column on patriciahirsch.com, and you will find under guest interviews, Judy K. Katz, MCC. Feel free to go out there and listen once again to her show if you've missed any part. And, of course, I'll mention this later in the show. So, Judy, again, welcome to the show. I hope you're not freezing too much in Albuquerque. And the subject title, How to Stay Powerful and Present When Your Buttons Get Pushed and Fear Overtakes You. Why? So please do just jump right in and share with us what you will.
Well, thank you very much, Patricia. I really appreciate it, and I want to thank you again for this opportunity to share what is really a passionate subject for me. And probably the reason that it's so passionate for me is because it's been such an issue for me so much of my early life. And I have discovered I've been working with people almost 20 years, and our buttons get pushed and they get triggered. And especially, I think, in an industry of personal growth and development for people who are intending to become their full potential self, you know, who want to improve their life and who want to believe in the possibilities. My observation has been that oftentimes it's difficult for some of us, and it certainly was for me, to take a look at those aspects of ourselves that we're not very proud of. In fact, we haven't been very proud of those aspects of ourselves probably for years and have done a pretty good job of trying to shove them down, you know, shove that part of us aside. And for a lot of people, we can take on a persona that is the positive thinking person, you know, that always puts the spin of positivity on an issue or on themselves, of which I think is a great idea. The only time, there is one time, Patricia, when it's not a great idea. And that is when we are resisting these aspects of ourselves or of other people, even circumstances in our life that we really aren't very proud of, that we want to hide. Unfortunately, we can't ever hide any of this stuff because it's really resistance, and, you know, what we resist persists. And so I think why I am so passionate about this is that I've been triggered in my life where I tend to take the flighter approach. You know, we have our fight, flight, or freeze, and some of us have a personality that might have more of an aggressive stance and will maybe speak up, you know, and then there's some of us who have more of an avoidance or go away approach in their fight or flight survival reactions, which is what I used to do. And I think, you know, so much of the early part of my life, I had my foot stuck on the accelerator for a fear. And someone would say something to me, catch me off guard and trigger me, and I would just freeze up. I would become blank. I couldn't think of anything to say, and I just felt so awkward is a nice term to use. It was so bad for me. And I see where people's relationships can just be annihilated, and it really affects people's workplace, it affects marriages, it has an effect overall in every relationship in life when we don't, A, realize that our button has been triggered and it's really something deep within us that's causing that. Oftentimes, what my observation has been is that people will say, oh, they'll go into the blame mode, which is what keeps us stuck, you know, it keeps us stuck in kind of a victim perspective, really, because we want to have it be all about the other person. Well, they shouldn't have spoken to me that way. How dare they? They should never treat me that way. And in these kind of cases, with that sort of approach of blame, either of oneself or another person, it can be either way. I know I was always very quick to blame myself, but when we take a stance like that, then we're giving our power away, and our power sits, first of all, in responsibility, so that we can take responsibility that our button has gotten triggered, and it's something that's within us. It isn't about anything in the outside world that has actually caused the issue. If it's an issue, an emotional issue for us, it comes from within. And the good news about that, Patricia, is that it's that's something we can control, right? You know, we as much as maybe we might want to try and control the outer world, and God knows I've tried to do that for too many years, it's just not possible. And that certainly is resistance. And so,
Judy?
Yes, uh-huh.
I you know, you've shared quite a bit so far. One of my questions, and one thing I noticed about your sharing is you said something about you had noticed what you're talking about yourself. So was there a triggering factor for you? What happened for you that brought you to these realizations of, let's see, resistance, for instance?
I think there was a final straw at one point, and thank you for the question. I think that I was so overwhelmed with not being able to respond when I had my button pushed, and this actually happened, almost 20 years ago. I was offering a project to an employer of mine, and he was a very digital, analytical sort of guy, and I was in charge of marketing for this company. And this gentleman asked me all these details about how I was going to be certain that the money I was asking for the project was going to give a return. He wanted to have a lot of facts and figures, and that's just not how I roll. So I just had, you know, I just had a gut feeling that what I was proposing was going to work, and I remember sitting there feeling so stupid that I thought, I went home, I cried for 2 hours. I thought, I have got to leave this job. This is horrible. And then after I got through my meltdown, I knew enough, because I had been in personal growth and development for many years, and I knew enough that this was really about me. And this was about that gentleman questioning me and me not having the same approach. You know, I didn't work out of the same part of the brain that he did, you know, which is why I was doing what I was doing and why he was doing what he was doing. And I made myself very wrong as a result of that, and I had to go in deep within myself and recognize my responsibility, that I had to learn how to speak his language so that he could relate with me. And I did that, and Patricia, it turned around, and I want to say it was so miraculous. It was almost like overnight. And this gentleman, he just shifted. The transformation was unbelievable, and I'll never forget that story. I've told it many times, but that's why I've always said it only takes one person to change in a relationship, and the entire relationship will change. And I think that can be very good news for those of us who have some difficult relationships in our lives somewhere.
Now, have you been able to now move it to the present? So in what I mean by that is, in a similar situation, when flight, fright, or freeze, with no, fight.
Fight, flight, or freeze.
Yes, it's a little difficult, and I've just put braces on, so it's a little difficult speaking sometimes. But have you noticed that in the moment and been able to catch yourself or switch rather than having to go home and cry for 2 hours? What do you do now?
Oh, absolutely. What I do now is, first of all, I already know that it isn't about them. So that's like my fundamental given. That is a fundamental given. And I take a deep breath, and it depends on the circumstance. And I teach my clients this, that the first thing to do is to take a deep breath, because when we get taken over by our fear, we go into shallow breathing, and we cut off any possible way to think clearly. So you have to, I find that using the body first is extremely quick to regain your consciousness, so to speak, so that you can make wise choices in your thinking and in your speaking. And so first thing I do is I take a very deep breath. I relax. I live under the principle, this fundamental principle, that what I'm upset about is triggered within me. It's my thing. And so I immediately keep seeing the other person and myself as human beings, rather than what fear wants us to do is to see that other person as the enemy, or to see that other person kind of as a thing, you know. And I can keep recognition that that's a human being in front of me or on the phone or wherever this trigger might have occurred, and that I'm a human being. And that's what I've practiced over the years, Patricia, so that it's an automatic occurrence for me now. And that's what I recommend for people, is that this has to be done through repetition. It can't just be an awareness that you hear this information and then you try to remember that when you get triggered, because it won't be easy at first, because we have these habits that overtake us. And so it takes some real diligent, intentional practice in the beginning. But surprisingly, not for long. And before you know it, these thoughts will just occur. This is something that's happening is to inform me of something, rather than this is happening as an attack on me. And I think that is a really key principle to adopt.
Mm, beautiful. That's a nice way to look at it. I'd like to let you know once again who you're listening to. This is Patricia Hirsch with Design Your Life Coaching for New Choices, and I'm interviewing Judy Katz, who has her Master Certified Coach credential. Judy and I are speaking today on, well, Judy is, how to stay powerful and present when your buttons get pushed and fear overtakes you. This is such an important subject. I love the subject matter, Judy. You can find Judy's information on the radio show website under guest interviews at patriciahirsch.com, www.patriciahirsch. I want to remind you once again, you can call into the show at +1-347-426-3858. Now, if you give me just a moment, we'll be right back.
You are listening to Design Your Life, Coaching for New Choices with your host, Patricia Hirsch. To participate in our program this week, send an email to radio@designyourlifecoaching.com. Now, back to Patricia.
Welcome back to the show, Design Your Life, Coaching for New Choices. Now, Judy, you said a couple of things before the little break there about fight, flight, and freeze, reactions of fear. What about, I know that you have a saying, beyond our shadows of doubt. Would you explain a little bit about that and what's important about that?
Oh, yes. Oh, beyond our shadows of doubt. You know, when we are in this place of fear, fear has a way of, fear is actually driven out of a deeper belief that we have about ourselves and about the lack of belief in ourselves, actually. And I talked earlier at the very beginning about these aspects of ourselves that we're not really very proud of, that we really were conditioned into from very early in our life. I mean, I'm saying probably up until we were about 7 years old. And as a result of this conditioning, we drew conclusions about ourselves that weren't necessarily, I mean, we were little kids. And so the ability to handle, particularly if any of us have had adversity or some trauma in our childhood, which I did, we are not equipped necessarily to process and handle a lot of what's going on around us. And we carry that all through our life, and it tends to get shoved down, and we create this overcompensating persona. I also talked about that earlier, where everything is good and we're fine, and, you know, we put on this great front, but deep down inside, we're really believing that we're not capable, or that we really doubt ourselves. And so beyond your shadows of doubt, I'm referring to as those shadows being those aspects of ourselves, those deep beliefs that we hold about ourselves that we have shoved down so far that many people don't even know that it's there. But this is what drives the trigger. That's the switch that gets flipped on if someone, as in the instance that I was sharing with this gentleman that started questioning me, instantly that I'm not good enough belief just got triggered automatically. But that was my trigger. That wasn't him again. He was not the cause. He just brushed by my switch. And so this is the again, these aspects that we really don't want to own. And we have to get beyond that and find our authentic self, because that conditioning is not who we are. It's a place where we go and it can overtake us, but it isn't who we really are. We are grand and wonderful and beautiful, powerful beings, every single one of us. And I invite everyone listening to this right now, Patricia, including the both of us, to once again embrace who we really are and that we are amazing. We are absolutely amazing and powerful, and we've been given a birthright of the power to create our lives as we desire from our heart, what is in our heart. And there are no accidents to what we desire either. So I just always love to take every opportunity that I always can to remind people how fabulous they are.
Yes, and it's up to us to choose or create, or like, as I like to say, design our lives. Mm-hmm. So what you also have mentioned, two golden keys that allow us access to our creative genius. Say more about that for our radio show listeners, will you?
Oh, yes, I would love to. These golden keys, and I've even presented them as surprising golden keys, and they may not be surprising to some of us, but I think to some of us they might be. And that is the key of absolute unconditional acceptance and forgiveness. And forgiveness is a tricky word I've seen for many people. That can trigger people, just that word in and of itself, because people have a whole lot of meaning around what it means to forgive someone, even to forgive themselves. And there's a lot of fear that takes over people, especially if they've been trying to come into their power, that if they were to forgive themselves or someone else, that would be, in a sense, like condoning them or condoning the acts. And it's not intended to do that at all. Forgiveness is a way to let go of resistance. It's a way to stop blaming and to take your power back, not to be a victim to other people or your circumstances. We get triggered by our circumstances the same way we can get just some people can look at their bank account and get triggered. and so forgiveness and acceptance are absolute two necessary golden keys, and they can turn your life around in a heartbeat. That's how powerful they are. That's why I call them the golden keys. And acceptance is when we accept everything that is, even if it's our current fight or flight reaction in the moment, we just keep accepting. And again, that doesn't mean condoning either. It means stop resisting. In other words, stop a fight, stop fighting, stop that survival reaction, and accept and be and allow what's present to inform us what we are believing. And I'll say that again. When we accept, we allow what's shown up to inform us so that we can be more curious about what is this feedback coming back to me. This person said this, or this circumstance is occurring. It's really there to inform us about what our inner beliefs are, and particularly the inner beliefs that are hidden to us. And they are golden, and they're like, They're like magic.
So you said a couple of things, and I'll just grab the last one. Our hidden beliefs. So might that have been, using your example, that the job wasn't the correct job for you, as when you went home and cried your eyes out for 2 hours, but the job wasn't the correct job for you because the questions asked were not, or you couldn't answer the questions asked? What do you mean by hidden belief?
Well, particularly they're hidden if one hasn't really taken the time to reflect in their life and to really ask themselves the question, what do I really believe about this? What does this circumstance, let's use that example, this gentleman, what does him asking me these questions and me not having the answers that he was looking for, what do I believe about myself? How am I feeling? It's in other words, you can find the beliefs within your emotion. I felt so inadequate. I felt so inferior. And when I asked myself, what is it that I believe about myself to have that kind of emotion show up of shame, of embarrassment, what must I believe about myself? And what I discovered is that I just am not good enough, that men are better in the workplace than women. I had a lot of that stuff going on, and I was able to uncover this is what I'm believing about me, and I was able to embrace that and release that. And I released it by not resisting it. That's a whole other conversation, I think, at some point. And
well, I will have to have you back for another radio show interview for that one. And I'm welcome to bring you back. So, Judy, I'm going to share once again where people can find your information. And while I do, you can think on how you're going to share that you have a giveaway to our radio show listeners today. So, you can find Judy's information on the radio show website, Design Your Life, Coaching for New Choices, and the easiest way to get there without having such a huge URL is to put in my name, www.patriciahirsch.com, patriciahirsch.com. And if you go to the right side of the page, you'll see a column with all our radio show lists, with all our radio show guests. And there are the upcoming events, there are the featured guests, and there are then the guest interviews. Judy Katz will be under the guest interview on the right column. Scroll down, you'll find her. And you click on her name. That will bring you to her radio show page where all her contact information is listed, and including, we were trying to figure out how to do this at the beginning of the show, including her giveaway. So, Judy, you want to share a little bit about your giveaway and how people can access it?
Yes, I'd love to, and I'm very excited about sharing this. It's actually an MP3 download audio guided meditation recording that is directly out of my brand new book that's just been released, and the recording is called Connecting with Spirit. And there is a special registration code that I have required that is on the book's website, and I'm going to give it away right now for people so that they can go on and access that. Oh, it is. I found music is beautiful. It's very relaxing, and it takes you through this entire process that we've talked about of being able to identify your core identity, limiting beliefs, release them, and embrace the fabulous you that you are. And it's 24 minutes, a guided meditation, so it's very substantial. And the registration code to access that download, name is Sherry, S-H-E-R-I, Sherry is the registration code. So you put in your name and your email address, and then you insert that code, Sherry, and you can have instant access to that download and the information on how to access my book will be there as well.
Yes, so just go on out and visit Judy's radio show webpage. Again, her name is listed. Did I say Sherry? No. Visit Judy Katz's radio show webpage under the guest interviews on our radio show website. Now, Judy, you've shared quite a lot today. Would you like to take a moment and wrap it up and leave our radio show listeners with what you'd like to leave them?
Wow, thank you. I think, again, what I want to give our listeners is the truth that they are amazingly brilliant and they're genius creators. And if anyone isn't having an experience like that in some or all areas of their life, then please take advantage of what I've offered today. Listen to this again and know that it's so much easier to turn your life around than a lot of hard work and trying to get out there and making it happen, because that just doesn't work. The inner work is so important. And it really wraps around the golden keys of acceptance and forgiveness. And that can just turn one's life around so quickly. And people never lose the genius that they are. It is always there. They may not always have access to it. But I want people to know that this brilliant genius inside of them is always calling them forth. And they are never alone, and they will never be lost. And I just want people to hold on to that, Patricia.
Judy, thank you. Judy Katz, thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you so much, Patricia. I've enjoyed it immensely.
What did you notice about you in today's conversation? As a new practice, what did you see that will forward you in your dreams? What are you willing to take on as an action between now and next week's show? Please come back and share with us what you've discovered about yourself. Thank you for having joined us today for Design Your Life, Coaching for New Choices with Master Certified Coach Patricia Hirsch. We'll see you again next Tuesday.